Next item on the agenda is H. Spencer Murray, 07-0792. Mr. Badger.
All right, let me see if I can find this one.
Oops,
there it is.
Is it Spence or Spencer before we start?
Spencer.
Okay, thank you.
What have I got? Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Must have copied that over. I think I had the same mistake last time. Spencer Murray requests authorization to modify his previously authorized permit by relocating and reconfiguring the single dredge and dredge material placement site into two smaller dredge and overboard placement disposal sites. The proposed project lies in the Chesapeake Bay, the mouth of Nassauwax Creek, approximately 500 feet west of the original authorized dredge area. Project location map, Nassauwax Creek, Silver Beach, Beaufort. A closer view, Beaufort, Nassauwax Creek. Back in 2005, the commission granted Northampton County authorization for a one-time placement up to 75,000 cubic yards of beach-quality sand material from the Nassauwax Creek Federal Channel into a 68-acre overboard site, which is here. The Federal Channel has not been dredged to date, and there appears to be no funding for it at this time. Mr. Murray submitted an application in response to this back in April of 2007 to dredge a small plug approximately 320 feet long, 4 feet in depth. The commission last August authorized Mr. Murray to dredge up to 297 cubic yards of dredge material to create a 320 foot long by 20 foot wide channel into Nassauwax Creek with depths of minus 4 feet. They also authorized the placement of overboard spoil in an area 100 feet south of the 100 feet south of and parallel to the channel, and this channel has not been dredged to date. Okay. This is a little bit better, showing the Federal Channel that hasn't been dredged, the permitted plug dredge that hasn't been dredged, and now the new modification that we've received in July 17th. Of this year, in which Mr. Murray requested modification to his permit. And this particular modification was for the two smaller dredge sites and spoil sites, as you see here in yellow. And the total cubic yards would be 262 cubic yards out of this. So it's a little less than what was originally permitted for Mr. Murray in this area here. The application drawings, showing the general area off here. This is our orthogram map showing the original permitted 320 feet and the spoil. And these two little dots here are the two new plugs that Mr. Murray would like to dredge. Again, a plan view drawing of the two plugs, 53 by 45 and 57 by 20 feet. And again, they would be going to depths of minus 4 feet, which would be a cutting of the sandbars of approximately 2 feet. This is an applicant's drawing showing the two plugs as they cross the sandbars, and one here popping back out here, and the spoil would be thrown to the side in this general area about 100 feet. Now just leave this up. As stated in our Sebacuous guidelines, the overboard disposal of dredge material into a tidal waters is usually not permitted unless material is uncontaminated and sand sized. In keeping with 10.1-705 of the Code of Virginia, quality dredge material should be used for beach replenishment purposes whenever practical. VIMS has indicated that the existing benthic community will be disturbed in both the dredge and disposal area. They indicate that there is no submerged aquatic vegetation or shellfish resources in the vicinity, that and that the impacts are expected to be temporary and localized in if the material is granular in size. They also suggest that the proposed dredging is justified if it is necessary for safe navigation. VIMS continues to suggest that the disposal of the dredge material in an upland site away from the shoreline is preferable to an overland overboard disposal. They further state that a placement of dredge material in a properly contained upland site removes the material from the system so that it's less likely to fill in the dredge area, thus extending the time between maintenance dredging events. The project is as modified is not protested, and no other state agency has commented on the project. Summary and recommendation, we still feel it is difficult to support the overboard sidecasting placement of dredge material given the BIM's comments and the fact that the commission has already approved an overboard placement site for the Nassauwax Creek material. Since the commission has already established a 68-acre overboard site for the Nassauwax Creek Federal Navigational Challenge dredge material, staff continues to recommend that the proposed dredge material be placed within the same placement site. Even more preferably would be for the dredge material to be used for more beneficial purposes by placing along an existing eroding shoreline rather than being dumped in an overboard site offshore. In this case, the proposed overboard placement site is only 100 feet away from the proposed channel. Due to the large amount of sand transport occurring at the mouth of Nassauwax Creek, staff believes the material will contribute to the filling of the proposed dredge area, thus further shortening the time between maintenance dredging events. Nevertheless, even though the small channel will be most likely require constant or continual maintenance, dredging that appears to be the need to dredge the mouth of the creek in an effort to maintain some limited navigational access. Accordingly, staff supports approval of the proposed dredging modification in the belief that the proposed benefits of the commercial and recreational boaters of Northampton County outweigh the environmental and public detriment. So basically what we're saying is we're in favor of the dredging, and we would prefer the dredge material to be placed in the 68-acre site up here. That would be our preference.
Questions of Mr. Badger? Mr. Tankard?
Hold on. So you're saying you want Mr. Murray to transport that sand up into that 60-acre
That's our preference.
Site.
That's our preference.
Preference, but is that something that could actually be done, you know, in all practicality?
With bigger equipment, yes. Mm-hmm. They're using a very small, almost hand dredge. So with that, it's probably not practical.
Mr. Holland? I'm sorry. Mr. Holland?
Just leave. Would you leave that slide up, and I may have some questions of Mr. Murray when he...
Okay. Yeah.
Further questions of Hank?
Hank, one more...
I'm sorry, Mr. Tankard?
Excuse me.
Yep.
You know the site like the back of your hand. You grew up here. You spend time here. With the 68-acre, though, placement of sand there, that seems, in my experience, like a crazy place to put sand.
I would agree. It should be on the... It should be beach nourishment.
Right.
And that's what staff's always recommended from the original federal channel to Mr. Murray's first application and to this modification. We've always wanted it up on the beach, but that has not been the preference of the commission.
Okay. Yeah, but there's
Dr.
also...
The tiger beetle got in the way.
I want that clear, though. Seriously, there were some environmental concerns that precluded that. It wasn't just
that was environmental concerns down here.
Okay.
But this area, the reason it wasn't placed or looked at seriously here is because the number of property owners and real estate interest there, and it would have been more work for the Army Corps to get everybody on board.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's why. Any further questions? Thank you. Mr. Murray here?
Yes, sir.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of God.
I do.
State your name for the record, please, sir.
H. Spencer Murray.
Good to have you here, sir.
Thank you.
Do you wanna?
As we promised in October of last year, when you originally granted us this permit, that we would come back and return to you if, in fact, Mother Nature had her way with Mouth of Nassauwax Creek. Approximately May 11th of this year, that's exactly what happened. The original permit that we asked for in that area, we took our readings and so forth, and there was not a problem. But, however, two others had been created, smaller in volume, but nevertheless an impediment to navigation. I understand very well the staff's request that we take this up to the 68 acres. That's really impossible for us. We're a small volunteer group. Since then, we've raised over $16,000. We've bought small dredging equipment. We plan to use all volunteer labor. The community has rallied around this to help us. And we believe that anything that we would do side casting to this site would be a minimum damage. And you can see from this photo and the others that Mr. Myers has also taken from his aircraft. This is a really, really bad situation here in terms of dredging or in terms of sand. And we're just fighting as best we possibly can. I've contacted the Corps. I was in contacted Corps yesterday through Mr. Sorrentino's office. He was not available. I was politely told in so many words that Florida is halfway underwater. The Missouri and the Mississippi rivers has breached all the levees, and they're still working in Louisiana, and whatever that you all okay, it's fine with them. I don't expect any opposition from the Corps at all. But I would ask the Commission again for permission to do this small project. We hope that opening this would last for a year, maybe two if we're lucky, and we wouldn't have to come back and bother you gentlemen so often. But
it's not a bother.
Thank you.
Any questions of Mr. Murray?
And I would just,
Mr. Holland?
Excuse me.
Go ahead, sir.
I would just like to say that's hard sand. So if you've got an outboard or an inboard outboard and you hit bottom, you're going to tear something up. We're not talking about mud. We're talking about really hard sand.
Right.
Okay.
And we do have a good group of volunteers. We did approve this for that orange placement just above the yellow with the 100-foot side cast. And since that time, it's changed a little bit. So, Mr. Chairman, I would move that we
grant. Let me see real quick. Is there anyone in opposition to the project? Mr. Holland.
I would move that we grant the request for a one-time unplugging of the project with the clearing up of the two yellow things and the marking.
Second to the motion.
Second
by Mr. McCluskey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Murray. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.